By the power of the blessings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our most exalted, beloved Acharyas of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we have gathered here in the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs His eternal pastime. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that one cannot enter into a holy place simply by buying a plane ticket or a railway ticket or renting a bus or a taxi or a chariot or a rickshaw or even walking, or even crawling. Because a holy dham is not a place of this material world. It is the spiritual world manifesting. And it is, the holy dham is none different than Krishna. Krishna tells us in Gita, ye ca dhamam prapadyante, comes to Daiva Bhajamya. According to the nature of our surrender, according to the quality of our love, Krishna reveals Himself. And similarly, Krishna reveals the holy dham according to the spirit of our prayerfulness, our humility, and our sincere devotion. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna, to please Krishna in such a way that Krishna is happy to see you. That is the way we approach Mayapur Dham. Our acharyas teach us that in this age of Kali Yuga, the purifying, sanctifying powers of all the holy places in the world are diminished. But Sri Navadvip, it is the special place of deliverance for this age of Kali. Therefore, however much the people of this world become degraded, the powers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy here in this holy land increase.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.